We could see very clearly that Vietnam could have no way to develop if we continue to be isolated from the region and the world.
With these words, Ms. Pham Chi Lan, who retired in 2004 as Executive Vice President of the Vietnam Chamber of Commerce and Industry, explained the decision of the 1986 Communist Party Congress to adopt Doi Moi, a radical reform to a market economy. The centrally planned socialist model adopted from Russia and China, she says, had proved disastrous because
we were in very serious shortage of rice production in the country. And to feed the population, we had to import every year about 1 million tons of rice. And why the system could not work? Because, in fact, for individual farmers, all of their product was sold to the government at a very low price.
The decision to allow farmers to sell their excess production had a dramatic effect. Vietnam has become a leading exporter of rice and coffee, and the average income has increased by a factor of 10 in the past 20 years. Vietnam also opened its doors to direct foreign investment, which now constitutes 15% of its GDP. While the public sector has shrunk to 40%, the Vietnamese private sector now counts 350,000 companies and over 3 million micro-businesses, 30% owned by women. The government, says Ms. Pham Chi Lan, is determined to keep steering the economy.
The government put a lot of investment in infrastructure, improved the legal system for private sector growth, and also to do export-import trade joint ventures with the foreign investors. But the government asked them first to fulfill their obligations on taxation. Very important because the state expenditure for the society, for education, for healthcare system.
While social responsibility is common in private industry, the government has also started to crack down on a small number of companies that have polluted the environment and is developing a labor code. There are now talks of establishing an unemployment insurance and a minimum wage. Mr. Tran Dac Loi, Secretary General of the Vietnam Peace and Development Foundation, explains that the market economy is only a transitional stage in the development of socialism.
Socialism should solve the basic contradictions of capitalism, should aim at liquidation of the exploitation man by man, should promote social equality among all people, should provide a real people's power, not a corporate one, should bring the harmony and mutual respect between all races, sects, ethnic groups, and all nations.
But in the meantime, the global financial crisis is affecting Vietnam, a country which has relied much on exports and tourism. Ms. Nguyen Phuong Dang, president of the CEO Club of Vietnam, says her company will experience a 20% negative growth in 2009, but she is optimistic.
From the beginning, when we don't have anything, we had to import a lot of textile, we import the machine, and a lot of the steel. But now, we can produce anything, and I think the 2009, we are facing the financial crisis, a big challenge for the most company in Vietnam and most company in the world. But also the opportunity for the company in Vietnam. We is really very young country, and we can prove to everyone we can make it.
For the WBAI Sunday News in Ho Chi Minh City, this is Fred Nguyen.